its specialist subject, Neil Atkinson and John Gibbons, with Anna Walsh. And Anna, this is the second time we've done this, by the way, listeners. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, but we quite literally lost the files. When I say we, I obviously mean me. This was one that I couldn't blame on anybody else, and trust me, John, I tried.
It would have been tough blaming Anna, I think.
I think Anna was the person I couldn't blame, but I honestly was desperate to blame Andy, and I didn't have a leg to stand on. So Andy, if you're listening to this, no, I've got a cop for this one completely single-handedly. He's very magnanimous about it as well in at the end there, Andy, when it was meant to come out that day. But anyway, we're here now to do it again, to talk about Anna and the work that she's been doing for years, to be honest with you, Anna, and it's your study's been on the Irish migrant experience in Leeds. That's the thesis that you've done, and, you know, I think first and foremost, migration is a really interesting subject to study, and how it's viewed and seen, and how not all that much changes. But the first sort of question that I wanted to ask you, having looked through the thing, is why Leeds?
A good question. So you'll be probably familiar with the links between sort of Irish migration and London, and certainly with Liverpool, with Glasgow, with Manchester, that have got sort of significant Irish populations, and there isn't perhaps as much written about Leeds in the general guides to Irish migration, in the general historiography of that. There isn't a lot of writing about Leeds, and I lived in Leeds, so why Leeds? I knew Leeds because I lived there, and so I worked with one of the Irish organisations in the city. I worked as a befriender, so I was sort of going having a cup of tea with people who were socially isolated, stuff like that, and doing some interviews for the newsletter and for the annual report. And when I was speaking to people, I thought, oh, this is an area that had been looked at, but it hasn't been recently looked at. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting because a lot of people moved to Leeds in the 50s and 60s when they didn't necessarily move to Liverpool. At that time, the jobs weren't there in the same way as they were in places like Leeds that had a big infrastructure project building. They were building the inner ring road, the shopping centres, and things like power stations and stuff were around there. Motorways was a key one. So that was why Leeds. But that's the big picture of it. The small picture is I lived in Leeds, so I knew about the Leeds Irish community in a way I wouldn't have done about